Why do we keep doing things that harm us? This question has puzzled humans for centuries, and many have sought answers to it in philosophy, psychology, and spirituality. One such philosophy that offers profound insight into this issue is Stoicism, an ancient school of thought that teaches us how to live a virtuous and fulfilling life despite the challenges and hardships we face. Stoicism provides not only answers, but also practical solutions to help us break free from self-destructive patterns. In this video, we'll break down 10 reasons why we keep doing things that harm us and explain how Stoic principles can guide us toward positive change. Reason 1. We stick to what's familiar, even if it's harmful. Being stuck in our ways is one of the main reasons we injure ourselves. Even if the conduct or circumstances are bad, familiarity provides us a false sense of security. Stoicism argues that aversion to change and fondness for routine lead to contentment in the familiar. Humans are creatures of habit and take the easiest road, even if it's dangerous. Stoicism challenges our habits and behaviors. Epictetus, a significant character in Stoic philosophy, reminded us that we control our ideas and behaviors, but not external circumstances. Stoicism teaches us to break away from familiarity by critically assessing whether our habits serve our higher purpose or trap us in a circle of harm. Recognizing that comfort does not equal happiness or fulfillment helps overcome this temptation. We often mix well-being with discomfort-free. Stoicism tells us to be brave to try new things because change leads to growth. Learn to face discomfort and use it as a learning opportunity. The Stoic practice of deliberate discomfort, such as simplicity or cold, trained the mind to be less wedded to comfort and more resilient to difficulties. Thus, we learn that familiarity is not always preferable. Reason 2. Instant gratification outweighs long-term benefits. Our desire for rapid fulfillment also drives self-harm. In a society where everything is instant, it's easy to put short-term pleasure before long-term well-being. We typically choose short-term pleasure over long-term rewards, whether we're eating unhealthy meals, procrastinating on vital chores, or engaging in damaging habits. Stoicism encourages patience, perseverance, and long-term aims. The Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius stressed the need of acting rationally and virtuously, even when it is hard. He stressed that virtue often entails short-term sacrifices for long-term gains. Stoicism encourages self-discipline and focusing on what matters rather than momentary enjoyment. Understanding what we can manage is a key Stoic principle. We cannot always control our pleasurable desires, but we can control our responses. We may stop self-harm by educating our thoughts to weigh gratification and value intelligence, integrity, and inner serenity. This takes practice, and Stoics' new change is gradual. Each time we choose long-term gain above instant pleasure, we improve our decision-making. The Stoic practice of mindfulness, or rationally assessing our desires, helps us understand the repercussions of our actions. We can pause, reflect, and make decisions that reflect our ideals instead of reacting hastily. This helps us escape quick gratification and live a more thoughtful and happy life. Reason 3. We don't always know our damage. We may harm ourselves unknowingly since we don't realize how much. Poor health habits, toxic relationships, and negative self-talk may not have immediate repercussions. In such circumstances, ignorance perpetuates harm. Self-awareness and reflection are key to Stoicism. Great Stoic philosopher Seneca advised daily reflection on one's behavior. He advised documenting and assessing the day's events to discover unvirtuous or bad decisions. Reflection helps us understand how our actions affect ourselves and others. Our damaging actions are often subtle. They may not have immediate effects, but they accumulate and create harm. Stoicism reminds us to be conscious of our everyday habits and that even minor actions can have big consequences on our well-being. We can make more conscious choices and break bad habits by cultivating this awareness. Stoics consider ignorance moral blindness. Lack of self-awareness prevents us from seeing our hurt. Stoicism requires us to actively pursue wisdom and understanding about the world and ourselves. Understanding the repercussions of our actions empowers us to modify them. Meditation, mindfulness, and self-improvement can help us identify and eliminate unhealthy habits. Reason 4. Fear of change keeps us stuck in bad habits. Change is hard, and many people stay in detrimental practices because they fear it. Even when we know our routines are bad, the unknown might paralyze us. We often avoid making life-improving adjustments due to this fear of the unknown. Stoicism says life is full of change. The Stoics thought that everything is in flux, and resisting this reality causes additional suffering. Epictetus advised us to welcome change as an opportunity to grow. He said we can control our response to the outside world, but not the outside world. By accepting change, we can overcome the fear that holds us in bad habits. Stoics stressed courage. We need guts to face the unknown to break harmful behaviors. Taking responsibility for our actions and facing our concerns. Stoicism advises us to focus on our thoughts, emotions, and actions, and let go of our efforts' results. We no longer fear change when we realize we can adjust our answers. Fear of change typically stems from the notion that we cannot handle its challenges. Stoicism teaches us we are more robust than we think. Self-discipline, inner strength, and acceptance of change can help us break unhealthy habits and live a better, happier life. Reason 5. We use harmful behaviors to cope with emotions. If we don't know how to handle our emotions, we may resort to dangerous habits. Overeating, substance abuse, and negative self-talk temporarily relieve emotional anguish, but bring long-term harm. Stoicism says emotions are natural but shouldn't drive us. To build emotional resilience, Stoics advised observing feelings without being governed by them. Epictetus taught that our judgments about events worry us, not the events themselves. The way we interpret and respond to our emotions affects whether they lead to harmful or productive conduct. Stoicism offers practical methods for healthy emotion management. Cognitive detachment comes from stepping back from our emotions and analyzing them rationally. We can better comprehend the problem and make better decisions by doing this. Stoicism urges us to evaluate our emotional responses and acknowledge that we can choose how to behave. Voluntary suffering, another Stoic practice, involves intentionally causing emotional discomfort to build resilience. Faced with discomfort, we learn we can handle negative emotions without acting out. This practice builds emotional strength and provides healthier methods to handle life's obstacles. Finally, Stoicism emphasizes that emotions are not out of control. We can control our response, but not our feelings. Emotional resilience and self-awareness can help us overcome unhealthy emotional coping mechanisms and develop healthier ones. Reason 6. Low self-esteem makes us feel unworthy of better choices. Another major reason we self-destruct is low self-esteem. When we don't value ourselves, we make choices accordingly. Because we don't think we deserve better, we may choose harmful relationships, negative self-talk, or self-sabotage. Stoicism says our character and actions define our worth, not external influences. Stoics thought that everyone is valuable since we can reason and be good. Epictetus advised against relying on others to value us. Instead, we should live our values and develop virtue. Stoicism holds that our worth originates from inside. We can control how we see ourselves, but not others. By focusing on our deeds and living a virtuous life, we can gain self-worth without external affirmation. Stoicism urges us to respect ourselves by making difficult choices that reflect our ideals. We may feel powerless to improve our circumstances due to low self-esteem. Stoicism teaches that we govern our life more than we think. Although we can't affect external situations, we can control our thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. By taking charge of our happiness and well-being, we can break the self-doubt cycle and make decisions that reflect our worth. Self-reflection and mindfulness can reveal detrimental ideas that lower self-esteem. Stoicism says we can improve our life by changing our thoughts and beliefs. We can choose happiness and contentment by respecting ourselves and accepting our worth. Reason 7. Social influences push us to follow harmful norms. We are social creatures, and culture shapes our conduct. We often repeat dangerous actions because our culture normalizes or encourages them. Social pressures can make it hard to quit bad habits, including overconsumption, materialism, and unhealthy lifestyles. Stoicism encourages us to be aware of outside influences and stick to our convictions. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively about keeping true to one's ideals despite social pressure. He stressed the importance of reason and ethics over following the crowd. Stoicism emphasizes living in harmony with nature, which includes reason and virtue. This asks us to examine society's norms and ideals and see if they match ours. Stoicism urges us to critically evaluate media, peer, and social messages, and make judgments based on what is right and good. Self-discipline and beliefs help us resist social pressure to comply. Stoicism advises us to live virtuously, rather than be influenced by others. To go against the flow and make unpopular or unconventional choices takes guts. We can live an authentic and fulfilling life by following our principles. We may break bad habits and live our higher purpose by being attentive of social pressures and being true to our ideals. Reason 8. Addiction makes it hard to control our actions. Addiction can make it hard to stop bad habits. Addiction, whether to drugs, gambling, or social media, impairs decision-making and leads to self-destruction. Stoicism argues that we can regulate our responses to impulses and desires, but not our urges. Epictetus stressed self-discipline and resisting dangerous inclinations. He thought that true freedom came from dominating our thinking and controlling our actions, even against powerful urges. We can control our ideas and behaviors, but not external circumstances. Also applies to addiction. While we can't erase a craving for a substance or action, we can choose how to respond. Stoicism promotes self-awareness and impulse control recognition. This helps us recover control of our behaviors. The Stoics also emphasize perseverance. Addiction recovery takes hard work and resilience. However, Stoics felt we can endure far more than we think. We can overcome addiction and recover control by adopting self-discipline and focusing on our long-term goals. Stoicism teaches that addiction is not hopeless. It's hard to break bad habits, but self-awareness, self-discipline, and determination can help. Doing so helps us overcome addiction and live our values and ambitions. Reason 9. We often feel powerless to change our behavior. We often perpetuate hazardous behaviors because we feel powerless to change. This powerlessness, whether from a lack of confidence, fear of failure, or a perception that our circumstances are beyond our control, keeps us in a cycle of self-destruction. While we can't control external circumstances, we can control our thoughts, actions, and responses, according to Stoicism. Epictetus regularly reminded his students that our judgments about events worry us, not the events themselves. Our perception of our situation impacts whether we feel empowered or powerless. Stoicism emphasizes personal responsibility. Marcus Aurelius talked extensively about focusing on what we can control and letting go of the rest. This demands us to change our perspective from helpless to empowered. Recognizing that we can change our thoughts and actions helps us break bad habits. Stoicism emphasizes perseverance and resilience. Changing our behavior takes effort and determination. However, Stoics felt we can endure far more than we think. By building inner strength and focusing on our long-term goals, we may overcome hurdles and improve our lives. Stoicism argues that we can overcome detrimental behavior. Although changing our actions is challenging, we can do it by taking responsibility for our ideas and decisions. Through Stoicism, we can escape the cycle of self-destruction and live a life that matches our beliefs and ambitions. Reason 10. Denial helps us avoid facing the consequences. Denial is a powerful protection that lets us avoid our mistakes. Denial of our harm to ourselves or others traps us in a circle of self-destruction. Stoicism says we must face the truth, no matter how hard. Stoics believed in living by reason and virtue, which entails facing reality. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively about accepting reality and taking responsibility for our actions. The love of fate is a crucial Stoic notion. This involves accepting life's good and evil as necessary and unavoidable. This perspective helps us accept our actions without fear or denial. Stoicism believes that accepting reality helps us make better choices and live a more true and fulfilled life. Our dread of repercussions often leads to denial. Stoicism encourages us to face the truth with courage and resilience. Self-awareness and mindfulness help us understand our situation and accept responsibility for our actions. You can only break the cycle of self-destruction by being honest and committed to self-improvement. Stoicism argues that denial traps us in bad habits. Face the truth and accept the consequences of our actions to make better choices and live a life that aligns with our beliefs and ambitions. Stoicism gives us the confidence and resilience to face reality and make constructive changes. We harm ourselves for many reasons, from fear of change to rapid gratification. By practicing stoicism, self-awareness, discipline, courage, and acceptance, we can break these detrimental patterns and live a more fulfilling and virtuous life. Stoicism teaches us that we can manage our actions and make permanent beneficial change, even if we can't control everything.